This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. At age 87, Cuban pianist and composer Bebo Valdez is busier than ever. He's also getting more recognition than ever before. In the past 2 years, he's won 2 Latin Grammys and a regular Grammy, and his latest CD is nominated for another Grammy. Just 10 years ago, Valdez was serenading travelers at hotels and bars in Sweden. NPR's Felix Contreras has this profile.
Over the past 4 years, Bebo Valdez has made as many albums in as many styles, from a duo with a violinist to a big band record, to a CD with a young Spanish flamenco singer that made them both stars in Europe. Porque aquello que un día nos hizo temblar la alegría. Es mentira que hoy pueda mirarse con un nuevo amor. Bebo Valdez says he never expected to be doing this much at his age. He was content just playing piano in Stockholm hotels. In fact, he says all he ever wanted to do was play the piano.
Si tú eres músico y tú haces una cosa,
if you are a musician and you do one thing, you should enjoy what you do. This is my profession and it is my hobby, and I live in love with what I do. In those years in Stockholm, even if I wasn't successful, I did it because I liked it, and I would keep doing it until I die.
The long road from Havana to Stockholm to Grammy winner started in Cuba in 1925 when he was 7 years old. He says he was mesmerized by a pianist accompanying a dance orchestra.
Entonces dice que viéndolo tocar el piano me pasé la noche entera ahí.
My parents told me that when I saw the pianist play, I did not move the whole night. That gave my mother the idea that I wanted to play the piano. They also say I would move my hands in the floor as if I was playing a piano, and sing what I had just heard the pianist play. After that, my parents started my piano lessons.
Valdez went on to study European and Cuban classical music at the Municipal Conservatory in Havana. After class, he took in the music of the Cuban streets, the African-influenced rumba. Then, in the early 1930s, he heard American jazz. At first, it was pianists, Eddie Duchin and Jelly Roll Morton among them. Then he took notice of the big bands and their arrangers.
The first orchestra that made an impact was Tommy Dorsey's. Then came Stan Kenton, Dizzy Gillespie, and others. They each had their distinct sound and styles, and they had great arrangements that I could listen to so carefully.
In 1948, Bebo Valdez harnessed the influences of American jazz, Cuban melodies, and African rhythms when he became the principal pianist and arranger for the house orchestra of the Tropicana nightclub. The Tropicana was the crown jewel of Cuban nightlife, and the best musicians on the island were playing Valdez's arrangements.
Bebo was the Quincy Jones of his day.
Nat Chediak has written a dictionary of Latin jazz and produced Valdez's most recent recordings. He says the top singers and orchestras in Cuba soon went to Valdez for their arrangements.
If you wanted to have a hit, you went to Bebo for your charts. There were no ifs, ands, or buts. He was Mr. Arranger. La rumba me llama Camara, los cueros resuenan a la vez, la tumba llamando al quinto va, el quinto repica como es.
Then things started to change for both Bebo Valdez and Cuba. A revolutionary government took over the country in 1959, and many of the island's casinos and nightclubs were shut down. When Valdez started his own orchestra in October of 1960, he asked for permission to travel to Mexico with the band. It was a calculated political choice. Valdez didn't plan on returning. It was also a difficult personal decision. He left behind a wife and 5 children. It's something Valdez will not talk about.
It was not easy. It was not a decision that anybody made lightly.
Producer Nat Chediak's family also left during that time. He says many Cuban families were separated back then. All of them expected it to be temporary.
Nobody thought it was going to last this long. People thought that they were going away for a few months, maybe a year or two at worst. They had absolutely no idea that they were never going to see Havana again.
From Mexico, Bebo Valdez did not look back. He went to Europe, where in 1963 he married and started a new family in Stockholm. Then in 1977, one of his sons, Chucho Valdez, was invited to perform at Carnegie Hall with his own group, the celebrated jazz fusion ensemble Iraquere. Bebo Valdez flew to New York for what Nat Chediak calls the first careful steps toward reconciliation.
That was the first time that they met face to face after leaving Cuba. I think that's a victory. That's not to poo-poo the fact that there was an absence, but the fact that they love each other deeply today and that they have been reunited is some kind of victory.
It took a few years, but it was another member of Iraquere who helped launch Bebo Valdez's comeback. Clarinetist and saxophonist Paquito de Rivera contacted Valdez in Stockholm in 1994 to get the aging master back into the studio. After the release of Bebo Rides Again, Valdez was featured in the film Calle 54, a documentary about Latin jazz. The three albums he's recorded since have all been critically acclaimed. The tall, elegant Valdez flashes a childlike smile when asked about all of the activity and attention so late in life.
This attention is a gift from God. I did not ask for all of this, but since it was sent to me, I accept it from the heart.
And at the heart of everything that Bebo Valdez does is his love for Cuban music. He has no plans to return to his homeland, but
if you are from a particular country, you were born there, you grew up there, your parents are from there, you can never forget that. I can live in other places, come to love those places, but my country is my country. It is in my blood.
Bebo Valdez does want to return to New York. After a sold-out run at the Village Vanguard, he says he's coming back next year with a big band. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You can keep your toes tapping and hips swaying with more music from Bebo Valdez at our website, npr.org.